Schaffer.
Hi, Joel. My name is Lena. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. You just left us a message, so I'm returning your call. Is it a good time for us to talk?
Yeah. What is your interest rate for maybe $50,000 unsecured line for my business?
Can you please give me the 16-digit reservation code on the letter you received, if you have this letter? Because we have many programs, I just need to know which one.
0401 00.
I'm sorry. Can you start again? I wasn't ready.
2511-0401-0037-6183.
6183 and the end. Okay, just one moment. GNS Investors Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Mhm. And are you the only owner of this business, or you have partners?
It's an LLC.
It's an LLC.
I'm the managing member. I have controlling it.
Okay. And when did you become the owner of this business? Which year?
We bought an apartment building in National City, not far from where you are. And we closed escrow on December 30th, 2015, paid $15 million for it. We put $5 million down. I want a small loan to buy some laundry equipment and fix up our laundry room.
Okay. And in 2015, that's when you registered your LLC, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so what is your business doing? It's a real estate company, or what?
I told you, it's
what
an
is
apartment
it?
Building.
Oh, you just bought this apartment complex and you're managing it, right?
I'm the managing member, yes.
Okay. And do you have, like, income into your LLC once a month or more than that, two, three times? How do you do the deposits on your business bank account?
We collect about $125,000 to $130,000 a month in rents.
$25,000 to $30,000 per month.
$125,000 to $130,000 a month.
Oh, $125,000. Okay. And so, what do you need funds for right now?
I just told you, a laundry room.
Oh, for the laundry room. Okay. So you need to buy the machines and everything for the laundry room, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So you need the equipment loan. How much do you want to spend? Do you know how much it's going to cost you to do it?
The laundry room equipment's going to be around $25,000 to $28,000, and then I need to do another maybe $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000 of plumbing, electrical, floor covering on the room. You know, cleaning it, painting it, and air conditioning,
okay.
So on. Just to make it, we're upgrading the entire space.
Okay. And are you planning to put a unit there, a conditioning unit there?
Yes.
Or not? Yes. Okay. So air conditioning unit and all these laundry machines, they can be financed as equipment, including the installation of these machines. It all goes as equipment.
Right.
And if it's a special flooring for the laundry, we can probably finance it too. We have to see what it is, the invoice. And our equipment loans, they are for up to 5 years. We pay to the vendor, whoever you want to buy it from, or if some company is going to install it for you and you're going to buy it from them. We just need the invoice who you are buying it from. And then you have monthly payments to the bank, to us, for that equipment. If you need additional, like, funds for cosmetic, upgrade of your laundry, that could be the unsecured loan. and I don't
well,
think it's going to be
wait.
a problem.
Is the equipment loan secured or unsecured?
Yes, no. Equipment loan is secured by your equipment.
Oh, okay.
But,
so like the UCC.
Right, right.
Okay.
But that's secured by equipment.
Right.
And the unsecured loan, that's just the money which will be wire transferred to your business bank account. You can do whatever you need to do. We do not follow these funds.
Right.
Is this something you would be interested in?
Well, tell me what the interest rate is.
The interest rate, see, we don't have one for all. It depends on qualifications of your business. Like, for example, we need for equipment, we need 100% ownership, and a lot depends on your personal credit score. Do you know what's your credit looks like?
Over 800.
Over 800, okay. So then we need just 3 monthly bank statements, first pages for equipment, and it takes 24 to 48 hours, and we'll tell you exactly what we can do and what kind of loan.
The rent.
We start at 5% on equipment. So what you're going to get, it's hard to say because we have like 98% approval. We approve almost everybody, but with a different rates.
Well, does anybody get 5% or are you just teasing me? I don't want to fill out paperwork if you're going to get 7%.
I'm sorry?
I don't want to fill out the paperwork if you're going to come back at 7%.
Have you been approved for 5? I don't know. It depends on the qualifications of your business. I cannot promise you. But if you've been already approved for 5%, maybe with some bank or so, so I would just want to know about it. And
are you going to require me to sign a personal guarantee as a managing member?
On equipment?
Yes.
That's not going to be reported to your personal credit. Nothing will be reported to your personal credit.
But are you asking me to sign a personal guarantee as managing member of my LLC?
You just sign the guarantee for the company, and it goes only as a UCC. It's nothing is reported to you personally.
Okay, so no personal guarantee required on my part.
No personal guarantee. I mean, it's guaranteed by the equipment.
UCC only?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the unsecured loan, that loan is just unsecured. So it's...
The interest rate on the unsecured.
I'm sorry?
What is the interest rate on the unsecured?
The unsecured, those loans from 3 months to usually to 18 months, we have up to 3 years, but again, it depends on your qualifications. And that's a typical working capital loan. So again, it all depends on your business credit, your personal credit, just taking into consideration, but mostly your 6 most recent bank statements, that's what is the most important piece of information in your one-year business tax return. And it depends on how long you want the loan. Do you want it the longest available period, or you want...
The 18 months.
Like the 18 months? Okay. So it starts for 18 months at about 20 cents on a dollar in 18 months. I've seen like 18 lately too, and we have some programs which are much lower. Again, if you are qualified for this program, it could be even 11% loan, but we have new programs almost every day now, and it's changing. It all depends on the risk assessment of your business, and our credit department does this risk assessment. We have like more than 40 different programs of working capital.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any loans on your business right now?
No, none.
Because what is the Greystone Servicing Corporation? That's the UCC you have on your business.
Oh, well, you see, I sold the building that Greystone. Actually, let me think. You sent this to GNS Investors Lake Mead. GNS Investors Lake Mead actually doesn't own this building. It's another entity.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whoever is on the bank statements of your corporation and whoever you file taxes for.
Say that again.
What's on?
Repeat what you said.
I said, who is on the bank statements for your business bank account? What's the name on the bank statement?
Southern Highlands Partners.
Okay. And that partnership was formed when?
15, last year.
Okay. And so you already filed the taxes for the partnership, right?
No, we haven't done a one-year tax return yet. Won't come till next
year. You didn't do 2015 yet?
Well, we closed the last day of the year, so we just roll one day into this year's.
Oh, I see. Okay, so just the I will need
a problem for you.
I will need the six bank statements from this business bank account, and that will determine what kind of a loan we can give you as unsecured.
I don't really want to drop the unsecured. I don't pay that kind of interest rate, and I don't need that money. I have reserves in the bank. I got $300,000 cash in the bank. I just don't want to use it for.
If I understand, it's always best to. I'm sure if you want to buy something that would help, I mean some real estate or whatever. If you really have such a perfect credit score and everything is perfect with your company, we can probably get you the term loan.
A what?
The term loan. We just started as a working capital, like a term loans on the fixed interest rate.
What would the interest rate be?
The minimum, probably like 10%.
No, I don't want 10%. Stupid.
Okay. But for equipment, if you want to apply, I can send you the list of documents which you need to provide for equipment loan.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, and what is your email address?
It's joelsheflin@gmail.com.
Okay, just one second. I will... see if I have you here. No. Could you repeat this, please? No, because I don't have your name here.
J-O-E-L.
J-O-E-L. Okay, Joel.
sheflin@gmail.com.
S-H-E-S-S or F-F?
Frank. Double Frank.
Uh-huh.
Double F.
FF? Okay,
L-I-N.
And then? Uh-huh. At Gmail?
Gmail.com.
Okay. And what is your business phone number?
You're calling it, so you must know.
Oh, yep. That's a business. Then do you have the cell phone or any alternative phone?
510-750-6111.
510-750-6111. 510-750-6111?
Yes.
Okay, great. My name is Lena. I will send you an email. It will be from lenakatz@bankofcardiff.com. Lena, actually, @bankofcardiff.com. And if you will send me the documents, like I told you, takes maximum 48 hours. We will tell you exactly what kind of loan we can get you.
Okay.
And you will have all my information, direct number, and everything in the email. Okay.
Thank you. You work for the bank.
Thank you. Yeah, sure.
You're calling me from the bank?
Yes, from where else? Yes. I'm sorry?
I never know. Can't tell.
Oh, okay. No, I call you from our office. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.